I'm a little nervous. The last time I was up here, I was supposed to talk for 7 minutes, and I think I lasted a minute and 40 seconds. They were timing me. I want to tell a couple stories tonight, and it's been really heavy on my heart this last week, so I feel that it's time for me to speak and say something, and it has to do with love, service, community, and redemption. And first I want to tell a little ditty about a guy that went up to heaven, and St. Peter was there. And it wasn't his time to stay, but St. Peter said, I'm going to show you what heaven and hell is. And first thing he saw hell, and there was this huge banquet table with all this food and wonderful stuff and just anything you could eat, but all these people were withering away, and they were miserable, and they were crying. And what they had on their hand, instead of hands, they had spoons on their arms. And the spoons were too long where they couldn't put the food into their mouth. And then he went and saw heaven. And in heaven, everyone was fat, happy, singing. There was music. All the food was gone on the table. And he said, well, what's the difference? He says, well, the difference in heaven, they're feeding each other. And that was really powerful to me, because that's what it's all about, is service and us serving each other. I want to tell you a story about my brother. This week, it's been 12 years since his death. He died at 43 years old. And he was a drug addict. And he spent many years of his adult life in prison. And it was really hard on our family. He had 6 children, wasn't able, obviously, to take care of any of them because his passion was drugs. And his last time in prison, he actually became ill probably a few years before his last time in prison. He got Hep C, which many drug addicts do, and he had diabetes. And he got very sick when he was in prison the last time. And he was there, he had a 4-year sentence, and he was there 3 years and was going to get out in 4 months. And we got the call that he was going into hospice care. Now, my brother, he actually, his last stint was in Folsom Prison, which many of you have heard about, with Johnny Cash and a lot of hardened criminals. And, you know, here's this basically drug addict that was like 12 years old, even though he was a 40-year-old man, and here with all these gentlemen. So they put him into hospice, and my mom and dad and I rented an executive apartment, and we went up to Northern California to be with him. And at first when we saw him, he seemed good, he seemed happy. We're like, oh, he's going to last a long time, so we decided to stay. What was really interesting, because they moved him out of Folsom to a medical prison, and that was the only hospice in California, so we were very fortunate he got to go there, and that we got to see him on a regular basis. And one of the things that impressed me the most was they have a community there. All these men had a community, excuse me, and they supported each other. And when we came in as a family, they served us. We weren't there to serve them, and we were the only family there. There were several men on their deathbed in this hospice care, and we were the only family there. And they were so joyed to see us and so joyed to serve us. Can I get you water? Can I get you this? Can I get you that? And my brother was just happy as could be. He put me and my mom on each side, held our hands, and just giggled and was so happy. And I have to tell you, I was in a lot of judgment of my brother. He had all these kids, not supporting them. Cease and I were taken care of when he first went into prison. Our youngest niece was 2 years old, and we had her every weekend until she started school. I was angry at him, and I just didn't understand how a drug addict, why he could put drugs before his family and his kids. When I saw him in prison, it all went away. It all went away. I forgave him. I forgave him, and he lasted 13 days. He went really, really fast, and the tragedy was they used to let us come in, and we could stay all day long and spend all that time with him, and he went into a coma And we were supposed to be able to stay all night. And the sergeant or whatever at about midnight said that my mom and I had to go home. We tried everything to stay. And there was another man. These men also that are in the medical side that have whatever illnesses or disabilities that they have, when they're a good prisoner, they get to help and they get to do things for the other prisoners. So one gentleman came in and he said, "I will be here. I will stay with your brother." And so I actually had my brother's hand at that time, and I handed his hand to this other gentleman, and he held it with both of his hands. And he said, "I won't leave him." An hour later, my brother passed away. We got the call. It took me years until I got into the emissaries to learn to forgive myself. I felt guilty over judging him and being so critical of him. He had a disease. He did what drug addicts do. He did drugs. You know, he didn't find a way like I did. I was fortunate. When I was young, I loved drugs too. But I'm like, no, I love them too much. I don't want to do anything with them anymore. So, you know, there was redemption for me. There was redemption for my brother. Community. You know, to find community in a prison with a bunch of hardened criminals and seeing them serve each other and serve us was just the most amazing thing to see. And I see that here. I see community. I see us serving each other. And we're not bound by walls. We're not bound. We have the ability to do what our hearts tell us to do. In there, they can't. They're on rules. They're very strict. And we have that ability, but they have the ability there to live and to grow and to love and to serve each other. And that's just what I wanted to share tonight. Thank you. See you.